Agenda, the politics podcast for Berlin and Brussels. Created by Tagesspiegel Media. This episode is supported by our partner Meta. Today, we're discussing a topic that is currently electrifying the European digital industry, the AI Act. More specifically, we're asking whether it is currently missing the mark when it comes to the needs of the economy. Daniel Friedlander, Senior Vice President at the CCIA, an association of leading digital companies at European level, found clear words on the subject at the Tagesspiegel. His warning: if the EU Commission continues down the current path with the AI Act, this could prevent many companies from investing in artificial intelligence at all. This is despite the fact that AI could be the key to making Europe's economy more productive again. For Friedlander, one thing is clear: it would not be a sign of weakness to pause the implementation of the AI Act now and plan again to give companies the clear conditions they urgently need. He remained this refreshingly direct throughout the rest of the interview. And he was not alone in his warning. Corinna Schulze, head of EU Representation Office and Government Affairs at SAP, also made it clear that many companies are unsettled. Above all, because they fear they will not be able to meet the requirements of the AI Act. Her call to European leaders: the EU should urgently simplify, otherwise it could prevent exactly what it actually wants: innovation. Both experts were panelists at the Tagesspiegel event. 100 Days Talk, AI Act at the Crossroads, Ready, Set, Concerned, and gave deep insights into the current mood in Brussels and the views of German industry, as well as international tech companies on the AI Act and the future of AI in Europe. Hundreds of leading digital experts followed the event's live stream and joined in the discussion. Today, I, the AI voice of the Tagesspiegel, have the pleasure of presenting the most exciting moments of the discussion with Schulze and Friedlander, as the first of three special episodes of the Agenda podcast. Soon, my human colleagues will also be back with regular episodes. Stay tuned, it's worth it. This episode of the Agenda podcast is something of an exception. As the discussion with Friedlander and Schulze was in English, this entire episode will be too. However, with the next episodes, we'll switch back to German. And with that, let's dive right in.
The way I approach this is I've worked on many different pieces of European legislation. I worked on the AI Act. We saw how it was created. And part of it was indeed created in a rush to get it through in the last European Commission mandate. And that left a lot still open. With the understanding from everyone that the only way it would work properly is then to have that clarity before it would come into force and to have enough guidelines and legal certainty. And I think the other bit of context that we need to give for the European discussions here is this urge from Europe to compete globally, to simplify rules, and to do better in the tech and digital space, which is something that all of our members want and we want very much. And we do that with partnership, and we do that with good, clear rules. In our daily life, when something isn't ready or isn't good enough, we delay, we fix it, we wait. And so there's absolutely no shame in industry working with the EU Commission, with governments, with partners, with civil society, and in admitting, as you have said, it's time to pause or to stop the clock or to review, because we do not have the legal certainty. We do not have clarity on how to implement. We do not have technical standards. We do not have clear guidance. We do not have the code ready. And if you rush things, that is exactly where, in the last 10 years, you can see a direct correlation, which you saw in the Draghi report that looked at the EU's competitiveness. You can see a direct correlation between rushing some of these rules, having unclear rules or damaging rules to industry, and Europe not doing as well. Whereas in the AI market, and I will say we launched a study just yesterday by chance looking at the AI market in Europe and actually showing that it is highly competitive, it is dynamic, it is thriving. You have many people adopting multiple models, so multimodal, whether it's from a US company, a European company. There's a huge amount of income and revenue and value generated by European companies. The market is extremely adaptive and growing. So we're at this moment of promise with this market in Europe. And the last thing we need now is difficult, unclear, legally uncertain rules coming in that everyone actually wants to comply with, but you won't know how to. So we're asking for something very simple. Sit down with your partners, continue working on it, and wait in a very targeted way. This is responsible governance, and calibrate it properly before it comes in so that we can keep growing together and we can keep having a really strong AI market in Europe and partnerships between companies and around the world, because that is how we do well. We either make the mistakes of the past and rush in, or we learn from the past and we go, we can make this better together, and it will lead to more opportunities, including for many, many, many German companies.
In the last decade, the EU's economic growth has fallen significantly behind that of the US. Friedländer uses this fact as a starting point to show what kind of signal clear, reliable AI regulation could now send. And he does so with a tangible urgency, a real plea for investment security and economic foresight. Let's listen in again.
All we are saying, from our point of view, is let's the good policy making that the EU has said they want to do with their simplification and their better regulation agenda. Well, this is in the spotlight of the world. This is a perfect opportunity to show that the EU means business and they're going to do it right. If you look at the EU statistics, right, the EU's goal is a 75% target for AI adoption by 2030. We're at 13.5% now. You are not going to get a lot of the other companies that are perhaps behind on adoption to suddenly take those chances, invest, when you give them a regulatory environment that is uncertain, based on exceptions, opt-outs, and that is not how you grow a sector.
The EU tends to have lengthy regulatory processes. The result is often seen as possible over-regulation. How often may the datasets of many large AI models contain this insight? Hard to say. Corinna Schulz's remarks at the event are particularly gripping because she traces the process of how SAP has looked at the AI Act over the years. Standing alongside the EU Commission in support, initially optimistic, and finally, the emerging view that the effort for compliance is reaching a critical level. Did you know, for example, that compliance with the AI Act usually costs tech startups in the EU around 200 to 300,000 euros? Hard to believe, but true. That's what a study by the German AI Association found in March this year. But now off to Corinna Schulzer from SAP.
We also felt it was rushed, right? We understood that at the time, I think it was the Spanish presidency, really wanted to get the political deal, and they got it, and it happened. But still, there are certain aspects clearly of the regulation that don't provide legal certainty. We appreciated as a company really the risk-based approach. So we think that makes a lot of sense to really look at it, the high-risk applications, and, you know, have more compliance requirements there. Initially, I wouldn't even said that we would have asked for a stop the clock, but it really became clear now looking at the implementation, and it's always the devil is in the detail, right? So at the time, as I said, we supported the political agreement, we supported the risk-based approach, but we also follow the implementation process now and the guidelines and everything that's in the pipeline. And there I can agree with Daniel's outline. We see a lot of legal uncertainty, a lot of unclear definitions. Also for us as a company, we have to see where we are in this whole supply chain, right? It's not obvious. We are not an LLM provider. We provide, the AI applications on top. Importantly there as well is the point that we are now talking about the digital industry. For SAP, it's really important to say that we are providing AI for other companies, for other sectors, right? So it's not only about the digital sector, it's hugely important that we get that right for the whole competitiveness of the European economy. It's not only about the SAPs, it's about all the other sectors. It's the automotive, chemistry, you name it, right? It will have an impact on all other industries. So initially, we were not necessarily saying stop the clock, but we saw the complexity growing. Mm-hmm. But not only with the AI Act, but also with all the other pieces of legislation that were passed. So that is a bit also our concern, that you cannot see the AI Act in isolation. You need to see it with all the other pieces of legislation, like also certainly very important, the General Data Protection Regulation, which has also a huge impact on AI, but also new pieces of legislation like the Data Act, where we think, you know, it interferes with business-to-business negotiations, which can be problematic. So we have realized that there is a whole complexity also based on provisions from other legislation, which all play together. And looking at all of that, we said maybe it is time to take a step back and, you know, give companies more time to absorb all this complexity. And so, yes, we would now move into the camp of saying, please slow it down, provide legal certainty. Maybe not for all provisions, but some provisions are very complex. And there we would advocate for more time for companies to absorb this complexity. So we in the beginning, when this started, we were very clear as a company to say, please, first of all, look at where the gaps are. This was not an unregulated space to start with, right? I mentioned the General Data Protection Regulation, which is clearly regulating in which context are you allowed to use personal data, for example, to train AI models. There is a lot of consumer protection already out there. So our point was clearly to say, please look at the gaps before you regulate. We think, again, that the risk-based approach was the right way of framing it. It was just a political reality that this was going to happen, right? This is the European reality. We knew this was going to happen, and there was no way of saying don't step up and regulate it. So we were supportive throughout the process. But having said that, again, the devil is in the detail, and we can get it. We can still get it right. We can live with the overall framework, but we now have to really make sure that during the implementation phase, we are not going way beyond what we have already, because then in the global context, we will really have a problem, because we do see that the rest of the world is not rushing in to regulate, right? So this is why we're all standing up and saying, please now take your time. Don't rush it, because it's still possible to have, you know, a good regulation. But we need to look at now the implementation phase. And again, my last point to say, please don't forget all the other regulation that is out there. It has to play together, right? And we cannot pick and choose. We have to be compliant with all these pieces of legislation. So it's not only the AI Act. We really have to make sure that this overall legal framework makes sense and works together. And this is what we're pushing for.
Thank you for listening. We have two more special episodes lined up for you, coming out soon, because the AI Act raises a lot of questions. In the next episode, we'll have a very special guest on. He speaks clearly about his concerns, like perhaps few parliamentary state secretaries before him. Thomas Jarzembeck, from the new Federal Ministry for Digitalization. As always, it's worth tuning in. Until then, greetings from the AI voice of the Tagesspiegel. You like what you're hearing and don't want to miss out on any of our agenda podcasts? Then subscribe to us for free on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Quick note, though, our episodes are usually in German, as will be the next episodes on the AI Act. Of course, we also appreciate a positive review, and we would love if you recommended the podcast to friends, colleagues, or other companies. Have a great day. Agenda, the politics podcast for Berlin and Brussels. Created by Tagesspiegel Media.